Evernorth Health Services, we believe costs shouldn't get in the way of life-changing care. And we're doing everything in our power to make it possible. Behavioral health solutions that also keep your projections at their best? It's possible. Pharmacy benefits that benefit your bottom line? It's possible. Complex specialty care that cares about your ROI? It's possible. Because we're already doing it. All while saving businesses billions. That's Wonder made possible. Learn more at evernorth.com/wonder.
Get ready to hear the truth about America on a show that's not immune to the facts with your host, Dan Bongino.
Okay, now we know. Now we know why Nancy Pelosi, who has been completely broken by her hoax impeachment, the collapse of any political initiative to move forward. Now we know why she was holding the articles of impeachment. I always knew there was a reason. Now it's become transparent. I've got that today. I've got huge news out of the Mike Flynn camp. Lieutenant General Mike Flynn is now going to pull his plea. Fantastic news. I'm going to tie that all in together and show you how they all know each other. This is all the same scandal. Don't go anywhere. Welcome to the Dan Bongino Show. Producer Joe, how are you today? Fine, sir.
Yeah, I'm doing okay, Dano. Just hanging in there, watching the news, just, you know, right along with you.
Now, you got a little banged up in the gym today. Hope you're feeling all right. Joe's getting back into fighting condition. Hopefully, you'll be. I got a big announcement coming soon. Joe knows what it is, but we're going to an event soon coming up. You'll be able to meet me, Joe, Drew, Paula, everybody. So I'll stay tuned for that. Big announcement coming up soon. All right, let's get right to the show. Today's show brought to you by our buddies at Harry's. Listen, Harry's, New Year's resolution. You want to feel better? You want to look better? You want to take better care of yourself? Harry's razors. Look at this fine piece of machinery here, this razor. Look at this. Look, this is a beauty. They have a whole range of not just razors, but grooming essentials to keep your routine in tip-top shape. I have them here. We have a little green room bathroom right next door. Look at this. Shave gel with aloe. Beautiful. You notice that little protrusion there on the cap?
Yeah.
That's because I use this. I use this stuff every day because Harry's Shave Gel, you shave your like a baby's bottom in your face. It's amazing. Harry's wants you to start the New Year's off right. New customers get $5 off a Harry's trial set when you go to harrys.com/Bongino. Stop using other razors. Not only are you wasting your time, you're wasting your money, and you're not getting the closest shave possible. Harry's knows a great shave doesn't come with flexi balls, heated handles, flux capacitors, time machines, or anything else. These are just tactics to raise prices and to rip you off. Harry's just produces a quality razor. Look at this beauty. Look at the weight on this bad boy right here. Quality razors at a fair price. How do they do it? Harry's team combined a simple ergonomic design. Look at that. With 5 sharp blades, they source their steel from Sweden to manufacture their blades in a world-class blade factory in Germany. They cut out the middleman and ship directly to you, which saves you money and time and saves you from tearing up your face with cheap razors. 100% quality guarantee. I don't shave with anything else. Harry's stands behind the quality of the products. You don't love your shave? Send them back for a full refund. You will love it. Harry's has a special offer for our listeners of my show right now. New customers get $5 off a trial set at Harry's, HARRYS.com/Bongino. You get a 5-blade razor, a weighted handle. Look at the weight on that. Foaming shave gel with aloe and a travel cover and all these great products we love. Join the millions of guys who've already switched and gone to Harry's.com/Bongino. Claim your offer today. Harry's.com/Bongino. Don't shave with anything else, folks. Check them out. All right, let's go.
All right.
Ding, ding. So, ladies and gentlemen, let's start with the Mike Flynn decision last night. Lieutenant General Mike Flynn has decided with a big yes. Dan Budge, yes. Triple yes. Mike Flynn has decided to pull his guilty plea, which is a brilliant move, Joe, because Mike Flynn is not guilty.
Right.
I have said that from the start. Mike Flynn did not lie to the FBI. The FBI has even said as much. I could not understand for the life of me. Well, I get it. I kind of know, but why he didn't do this sooner. But I am very happy. Him and his lawyer, Sidney Powell, is doing an excellent job. Finally decided to say, you know what? Double-barreled middle finger. We're not going to plead guilty to something we didn't do to get you guys away from us. Now the fight is on, baby. It is on. Now, the gist of this segment on Flynn is going to be this. Ladies and gentlemen, as I've said to you repeatedly, Spygate, the Mueller probe, the impeachment hoax, this new Ukraine thing, it's all related. When I say it's all related, I want you to understand, I mean a very specific thing by this. The people involved in the attempted takedown of Republicans, conservatives, and political opposition to Democrats have been doing this for a long time. They all know each other. They're all deep staters. And all of these plots, Spygate, the collusion hoax, the Mueller probe, the fake whistleblower gate, impeachment gate, do you understand that they are all just chapters in the same book? And the book is titled Enemies of the Democrats and How We Screw Them Over.
Yeah. Yeah.
Please tell me you get that. Because, you know, sometimes when I talk about this on the show, given the level of knowledge, having written a few books that I have, and many of you have too, I sometimes I feel I talk over you. That is what's going on here. The people involved in this are all doing the same thing. They all know each other, and they're trying to take down opposition to liberal Democrat ideology, whether it's spying, Mueller probes, fake impeachments, fake whistleblower complaints. It's all the same probe. Now, with that in mind, I want to get to specifically what's going on with Mike Flynn, Lieutenant General Flynn, and why. First, I want to start out with a devastating video audio piece from the excellent Congressman Devin Nunes from California, who was on Laura Ingraham's show last night on the Fox News Channel. And he said, you know, there's something really suspicious about this Mike Flynn, Lieutenant General Flynn, when he pled guilty to lying to the FBI. And that something is the FBI briefed us once that Mike Flynn didn't lie. Wait, what? They did. Listen to Devin Nunes tell you the story himself.
Mike Flynn has withdrawn his guilty plea in court today due to the government's bad faith, vindictiveness, and breach of his plea agreement. What else can you tell us?
Well, we knew from early on in 2017 that Michael Flynn did not lie to the FBI. We actually put that in our report. It didn't come out until 2018 after Flynn had already pled. But there were several of us as witnesses. We also told the highest levels of DOJ that we had been briefed by the FBI that Flynn didn't lie to the FBI.
Didn't Peter Strzok come out from that meeting with Flynn and he didn't think he lied?
Well, interesting you say that. There's missing documentation that we've never received. And then to add on I want to make sure everybody understands this. We put it on a report, okay? And some of the things that General Flynn is saying in what he gave to the court today, withdrawing his plea, he's saying he's been treated unfairly. Remember, we put this on our report in 2018, and for some reason, it was redacted. We had to fight for what seemed a couple months in order to get that unredacted.
Folks, listen, our country's falling apart. I am really sorry if you were a Democrat and have to wake up and look in the mirror every morning knowing you are the party of the Iranian mullahs, the police state spying, MS-13, Antifa, socialism, Bernie Sanders, Hugo Chavez, and elsewhere. I am really sorry you are that broken of a human being that you subscribe to an ideology that worships all of this stuff. It's really pathetic. But if you don't see what's going on right now, and you're a Democrat, a liberal, or even an anti-Trump hack Republican who can't get his head surgically removed from his own rear end, right? If you don't see what's going on right now, you are willfully blind or incredibly stupid. You have the IQ of a speckled toad sloth, if that's even a creature.
All right.
Devin Nunes is telling you they were briefed by the FBI that a decorated lieutenant general in the United States military, who was an early member of the Trump team, who was charged and prosecuted for lying to the FBI, that FBI walked in and briefed Congress on the record that he didn't lie to the FBI. Do you not find this a little bit concerning? Of course you don't. Because if you're a liberal lunatic, you worship the police state because you're a broken, failed creature with no spine, the lack of a soul. The country's fallen apart because of losers and pieces of garbage like you. You're angry today. Yes, I am. I can't watching these moron Democrats up at this press conference. We're naming impeachment managers. The next election's at stake. And the media helplessly parrots this garbage. All right.
Yeah. The never-ending story, dude. The never-ending story.
The same losers every time.
Every time, brother.
The same creepers keep creeping up in this case every time. Let me show you. Here's a screenshot of Flynn's pulling of the plea submitted by his lawyer, Sidney Powell, which was well done. By the way, hat tip the excellent on Twitter at Technofog. By the way, if you're missing Technofog on Twitter, you're missing what's going on. It's just a great Twitter account. Quote, Mike Flynn, Mr. Flynn, hereby moves to withdraw his plea because of the government's bad faith, vindictiveness, and breach of the plea agreement. Nice. Yes. Why pull any punches at this point? Good. Now, some of the other documents that have been exposed here. So here's another submission by Flynn's team showing how the government, when they tried to move forward and threaten Flynn with lying on, this is going to be, it's a little complicated. So follow me here. There was a FARA, a Foreign Agency Registration Act. It's basically if you're going to lobby on behalf of a foreign government or represent them, you're supposed to fill out these FARA forms so everybody knows what you're doing in the United States. Everybody copy?
Yep.
Mike Flynn had done some work in Turkey. The government alleged, well, you were doing it on behalf of the Turkish government and you lied about that in your FARA form. Wow, that's interesting because no allegation was ever made that he was working, Mike Flynn, on behalf of the Turkish government. None. Kind of strange, no? So look at this. Here's document number two. This is what they mean. So the government alleges in their FARA filing that by omitting that officials from the Republic of Turkey provided supervision and direction over the Turkey project. In other words, wow, Mike Flynn lied. He didn't say the Turkish government was directly supporting him. Sidney Powell, their response. The FARA filing does not contain any statement, though, that asserting that the Republic of Turkey provided supervision and direction over the contracted issue. Here's the judge's statement. There is no evidence, not even in the hearsay statements from this individual to Rafikian, Flynn's business partner, that anyone associated with the Turkish government directed or controlled the work performed by FIG or Sphere personnel. Ladies and gentlemen, if you're shaking your head in utter disbelief at what I just said, you should be. First, the government accuses Lieutenant General Flynn of lying, while the FBI is briefing Congress that he didn't lie to them in that now infamous Peter Stroke, Joe Pianca interview at the White House. This is real. Pianca, the FBI agent involved in all of this, by the way, and Peter Stroke, the investigator in all of this too, for the FBI, interview Flynn at the White House in January. They believe Flynn shows no signs of deception. They briefed the FBI wasn't lying. They then charge him and prosecute him for lying to the FBI and threaten his family. When they don't get what they want, they threatened to charge him with a FARA violation for not admitting he worked with the Turkish government when the government makes no allegation, the U.S. government whatsoever, as they're charging Flynn, that he was working, in fact, for the Turkish government.
Yeah, got their stuff together, brother. Got it together.
Tied up in a bow. Tied up in a bow, buddy. That was great. Nice job. Good job, fellas. Well done.
I see that. Yep. Okay.
I want it so bad, but I know some kids are watching. You pieces of... I blame you, Democrats out there. I do. I'm not kidding. I'm done with this. I blame you. Your party is a broken shell of a mess, occupied by conspiracy theorists, tinfoil cap-wearing lunatics, media activists, police state folks, socialism supporters. This is you. This is you. And whereas I, unquestionably, and every other conservative I know with principles, calls out the losers in the Republican Party who are running us into a dead abyss and who have no character at all. We call them out all the time. You have no guts if you're a part of this. You are the police state. You support this? Flynn lied. Maybe you should have told the FBI that because that's not what the FBI said. Well, why did he plead guilty? He didn't plead guilty. He was pressured into pleading guilty on fake charges, and now he's fighting back. So now you get the double-barreled jabberooski. Yes, I'm a little upset today. Now, you may ask yourself, because remember, Dan, you said the core component of this segment, the takeaway on this Flynn segment we're opening the show with, was they all know each other. That this, the Flynn chapter is not a book. It is simply a chapter in the book.
right.
How police state Democrats try to take down their political opponents. Chapter 6, Mike Flynn. Chapter 7, Donald Trump. Chapter 8, Spygate. Chapter 9, Impeachment Gate. Chapter 10, Fake Whistleblower Gate. Chapter 11, Farragate. So you may ask yourself, if Flynn is chapter 6 in that book, why do the Democrats, their media activist buddies, these sycophantic bootlicking losers, and a bunch of police staters inside the government, anti-Trump Republicans, what do they have against Flynn? If you're laying out the case now that Flynn didn't violate FARA laws and didn't lie to the FBI based on the FBI's own comments and the DOJ's own case as they presented it to the court, they basically exonerated Flynn themselves, then why continue to go after Mike Flynn? What does Mike Flynn know that he became Chapter 6 in how police state Democrats target their opponents? How? Why? Why Mike Flynn? Why not anybody else? Why go after Flynn? Well, for that, we're going to have to rewind the tape a little bit. And we're going to have to go back to an older story in the Daily Caller by the excellent Chuck Ross, who does terrific work over there. This story will be in the show notes, as they always are. And the best part about subscribing to our newsletter, we don't always include today's news. We include yesterday's news that is now relevant again today. Like this beautiful story from April 4th of 2019. Go to Bongino.com/newsletter today. Subscribe to our newsletter. I will send you these stories because you need to read this one. Under the headline again, why does the deep state want Mike Flynn gone so bad? Headline, Cambridge academic, reflects on interactions with Spygate figure. Now, remember, Mike Flynn, we'll get to some snippets from this piece in a moment. Remember, Joe, Mike Flynn, when he was head of the Defense Intelligence Agency under Barack Obama, one of our premier intelligence outlets in the United States, when he was the head of that, for liberals who have a hard time with the facts in this case, he was an outspoken critic of what? Of our intelligence community becoming used as a political weapon. Oh, crazy. Yeah. Mike Flynn was doing that? Oh, and then he became a target of the same politicians? What a quinky-dink, man. That never happens. Mike Flynn was also a rather outspoken opponent of the broken, horrendous, horrible Iran deal. You may say he was, but he was the Obama-era DIA head, Defense Intelligence Agency. Yes, exactly. Mike Flynn did not sell out to the Obama team that loves sellouts like John Brennan, who has no soul. Morally corrupt losers like John Brennan. Mike Flynn refused to be a morally corrupt loser and said, listen, this Iran deal, I don't think it's such a good idea for the U.S. You can't say that. Obama loves it. Yeah, but I'm the intel guy and I'm supposed to give intelligence, not political advice, right? That's what we're winking a nod. That's what we're supposed to do here.
Yeah.
Of course, the Obama team probably came back and said, no, that's not what we do here. We only give intelligence that backs up our political advice. And Flynn was like, you see where I'm going with this double barrel middle finger to you guys. Yeah. I'm going to give you the actual intel, which wasn't good. So Flynn had a target on his back as far back as about 2014, 2015. How can that be? Spygate didn't start till Trump announced his run for president, and that didn't happen till after that. Because again, Spygate is chapter 7 in how police state Democrats, the book, target their political opponents.
Hmm.
Flynn is the chapter before that. That's why I encourage you, however much you love the president, and you know I support him, don't get lost that this is all about Donald Trump. It's about Donald Trump because Donald Trump subscribed to the Flynn theory of draining the swamp.
Uh-huh.
But it's not all about Donald Trump. And when you make it all about Donald Trump, you minimize the gravity of the scandal that Democrats have been spying on, targeting, arresting, and prosecuting their political opponents way before Trump got involved.
Remember Chuck Schumer?
That's a crazy assertion. We sure? Let's go back to that Chuck Ross piece we just highlighted about a Cambridge academic targeting Mike Flynn. Let's go to takeaway number one from this beaut. Oh, look at that photo. Crazy. There's a photo of Mike Flynn with a guy named Richard Dearlove. Oh, remember that name. That's going to come up in a minute. What exactly was Richard Dearlove up to? So, quoting Chuck Ross's wonderful article here, according to the report, it was a report by a UK journalist, which was based on anonymous sources. Wow, that's really strange. American and British intelligence developed concerns about Svetlana Lakova's interactions with Mike Flynn at a February 2014 dinner. Svetlana Lakova is a British citizen who was born in Russia. So we're clear. Who I'm going to have on the show eventually. which was hosted by the Cambridge Intelligence Seminar. Stefan Halper, Richard Dearlove, and Christopher Andrew are co-conveners of the seminar, which hosts events for current and former spies. Ladies and gentlemen, what's happening in this picture? Can we just be honest and cut right through the bull? In 2014, Mike Flynn is an enemy of the Obama administration and an enemy of the intel community because he's looking for intelligence reforms. Please keep this photo up. What happens? How do you take down a decorated lieutenant general and you have no evidence he's done anything wrong? You only have evidence he doesn't agree with you politically and wants to reform a broken intelligence community. Well, what do, Joe? You frame him and you make up the evidence. The Democrats love this stuff. They're so good at it. So there's our buddy Richard Dearlove, the former head of MI6, who conveniently knows Christopher Steele and is an associate of U.S. spy Stefan Halper, involved in the targeting of the Trump team for a long time. There's him in a photo with Mike Flynn at a dinner in 2014 where mysteriously, Joe, anonymous sources leaked to a British UK tabloid that Mike Flynn may have been acting inappropriately with this Russian-born woman, Svetlana Lakova. He may be compromised, Joe. Mike Flynn.
What?
Lakova, who I've spoken to, you know, about this and tweeted back and forth with and texted back and forth with. Lakova was like, when this started to leak to the tabloids, what do you mean inappropriate behavior? Lakova's like, nothing happened at this dinner. What are you talking about? Like, not one person at this dinner has actually alleged this. This besides some anonymous source leaking it to the UK. Folks, you may be saying, well, what happened at dinner? The answer is nothing. Zero happened at the dinner. Mike Flynn, this was the start of Mike Flynn being framed. What was Dearlove's role in this again? The former head of MI6? Oh, the guy who conveniently knows Christopher Steele and vouched for him. The producer of another fake charge in a dossier. Remember the PP tape dossier?
Yep.
That has Steele's name on it. Remember that one?
Yeah.
Yeah, he knows Dearlove, who was the former head of the MI6. What's Dearlove doing in that picture at this dinner in 2014 where suspicious allegations emerged that he was compromised by Svetlana Lakova, who's as puzzled by this as anyone, by the way? She's a British citizen, folks. She was born in Russia. She's a UK citizen. She was born in Russia. Flynn may be compromised. Remember the book, How Police State Democrats Target Their Political Opponents, Chapter 6, Mike Flynn. Let's go back to the second takeaway from this excellent Chuck Ross piece. So there you see the photo at the dinner with Dearlove, and then Chuck goes on and says a veteran of three Republican administrations, Stefan Halper, joined Cambridge in 2001. From his perch at the storied university, Halper wrote books about American politics and the geopolitical threat from China. Let's get a load of this one. Stefan Halper, by the way, who is believed by some to be the source of the anonymous tip to the UK newspaper about Flynn being compromised, Joe, back in 2014. Some reports have indicated that Halper may have been the source of that. We find out that Halper also received over $1 million in contracts from the Pentagon, yes, the U.S. Pentagon, their Office of Net Assessments, to write studies on Russia, China, and Afghanistan. Wow, isn't this special and fascinating? So now we know a decorated lieutenant general being desperately pursued by the DOJ and FBI for a crime they admit he didn't even commit, and for a FARA charge they can't prove ever happened, who's still being relentlessly pursued in efforts to silence and shut him up. We know as far back as 2014 when he opposed the Iran deal and wanted to reform the intelligence community. We know that the process of him being set up was initiated. That anonymous sources, again, some believed to be Halper, a spy for the U.S. government, involved in the targeting of the Trump team too. Crazy how that happens. What a coincidence there too. That we know anonymous sources leaked to a UK tabloid that was the more happy to produce them and replicate them into the public space, that Flynn may be compromised by a woman born in Russia who's a UK citizen who's like, what the hell are you talking about, you idiots? Who, by the way, now is suing these morons, and good for her.
Ha ha. Yeah.
You're darn right. You're darn right. Ha ha, yeah. You're darn right. You sounded like Ronnie the limo driver from the Howard Stern show, or Fred doing Ronnie the limo driver. Yeah, that's what he sounds like. So let me tie up this little portion of this first so you understand where we're going. I know the, you know, most of our listeners already get it. Some of you have heard this before, but it's important in light of Flynn withdrawing his plea. So now we know that the former head of UK MI6, who we know has a relationship with John Brennan, a guy by the name of Richard Dearlove, who also knows Christopher Steele, who happens to work with Stefan Halper, the spy assigned to target the Trump team and get derogatory information about them. We know Dearlove, as far back as 2014, is at this seminar dinner in that photo with Mike Flynn, where allegedly an anonymous source there that night, who is believed by some to be Halper, leaks to a paper that Mike Flynn, the opponent of the Obama administration, may be targeted. In other words, ladies and gentlemen, what the hell is Richard Dearlove up to? Folks, listen, I'm not naive, okay? I get it. And this topic, I know I'm getting myself into some troubling space here, but that's okay. I don't mean troubling space. I know I'm addressing things that are going to be get us some unwanted attention, if you know what I mean, if they haven't already. But that's fine. I'm not naive that the world is a complicated place, that threats come from everywhere, and that relationships with foreign countries aren't black and white. There are times when countries are our friends. There are times that countries do things that may not align with our values. There are times we'll have overlapping priorities. There are times we'll have disparate priorities. What I'm getting at is, I understand the United Kingdom has some really serious concerns about what they did and their role and their citizens in the targeting and spying on and potentially the framing of U.S. citizens to help the Democrats. I get that. I probably won't be welcomed in the United Kingdom after this segment, but that's fine. But ladies and gentlemen, despite the fact that the U.K. is a friend on the margin with the United States, there's no doubt, and has been an ally in the past, and hopefully will continue to be an ally in the future, it's time to take a bath on this, okay? It's time to come clean. The evidence is everywhere that key United Kingdom officials heavily involved either in the past or now in their intelligence operation, Christopher Steele, Richard Dearlove, Hannigan, and others, may have played a role in this operation or some portion of this operation. This is a serious charge. If they're innocent, then have it out. You're welcome on this show anytime. But if you're not, it's time to come clean. The American people are entitled to know what was done in their name. Folks, I got more on this and why this is even more troubling. Remember, this is under the banner of why they desperately want Mike Flynn to go away. Because once the scandal to frame Mike Flynn is exposed, people are going to realize that the Spygate thing wasn't just about Donald Trump. It was about our U.S. military personnel like Mike Flynn, too, a decorated U.S. patriot who became an enemy of the Obama administration and then therefore became an enemy of the state who was targeted. All right, I have to pay for the show quick. So today's sponsor, also I want to welcome back our good friends at We the People Holsters, some of the finest holsters out there. We love them. We the People Holsters, they were with us early on the show. They make really great holsters. Ladies and gentlemen, a lot of holster brands to choose from, and they all look the same until you see the price. Starting at just $37, We the People Holsters are custom made right here in the USA. These are beautiful, gorgeous holsters. They really are when you get it. They sent me a sample a long time ago. I loved it so much. I was happy to take them on as a sponsor. As you know, I have a SIG 365. I also have a pocket carry Glock, and the holsters are precision fit. They are made in-house. They even have their own 3D design team who make sure every micromillimeter of their guns ensure an absolutely perfect fit. There's no more shaking around. You get that nice click when they go in. They are beautiful too. Their unique and intuitive design allows for you to easily adjust both the cant and the ride of the holster. So no more of that moving around. You know what I'm talking about when you have their in-the-waistband holster. You know the in-the-waistbands, and if they're uncomfortable and you can't adjust them, you know what I'm talking about. You're not going to have that problem with We the People holsters. They will fit comfortably and securely at all times. Go to wethepeopleholsters.com/Dan. Get yours today. Every holster ships free and comes with a lifetime guarantee. You will not ship this back. You're going to love it. Enter the offer code Dan and receive an additional $10 off your order. Come on, you can't beat that price. Check out their Trump holster, too. It's a great way to show your support for our president. Satisfaction guaranteed. WeThePeopleHolsters.com/Dan. Offer code Dan. WeThePeopleHolsters.com/Dan. Offer code Dan for an additional $10 off. You're going to love this holster. Wait till you get it. They make great gifts, too. Really, really cool. Check them out. All right, so getting back to this. The segment's taking me a while, folks, because this is super important what's going on. Not about Mike Flynn. It's not about Donald Trump. It's about a bigger scandal of the Democrats to use and weaponize government via their deep state bureaucratic allies and their foreign partners to take out people they don't like. Now, I just mentioned to you in the Chuck Ross piece there that payments from the Pentagon, their Office of Net Assessments, were made to Stefan Halper. Stefan Halper, who is an associate of Richard Dearlove, who appears at that 2014 dinner with Flynn where he's framed. Some believe Halper was the source of that leak about the 2014 dinner and Flynn being compromised by Svetlana Lakova. Folks, were your tax dollars being used to pay Stefan Halper to set up and frame opponents of the Obama administration? Well, we know those payments were made for the Office of Net Assessments. And now, you know, you want to see where I'm more why I'm really PO'd. I'll get to the ONA thing in a minute, but I just want to show you like how devious this web of people is. Here's a New Yorker piece, right? In this New Yorker piece, check this out. Here's Dearlove again. In the picture with Flynn at a 2014 dinner where he's framed for cavorting with Svetlana Lakova, which is totally made up, fabricated garbage nonsense. Here's a New Yorker piece by Jane Mayer trying to make Christopher Steele the man. Christopher Steele, the man behind the Trump dossier. But I want to take away this little snippet at the end from this New Yorker piece, where conveniently, who vouches for Christopher Steele in this piece, how wonderful he is? Get a load of this. Quote, Steele has never commented on the case, talking about the Spygate case, or any other aspect of his intelligence work. But Richard Dearlove, who led MI6 from 1999 to 2004, has described his reputation as, quote, superb. Wow, look at that. Ladies and gentlemen, they all know each other. Dearlove, Steele, Halper, they all know each other. Here's an article from the Washington Times. Sorry, Paula's in the background. She can't even get like her hands. She's every time. Here's an article from the Washington Times about your tax dollars. Yes, your tax dollars by Rowan Scarborough. Again, in the show notes today, an older article from August of 2019, worth rereading. Loose contracting practices at the Pentagon office waste millions and the whistleblowers punished. Crazy how that happens. Check this out from the Rowan Scarborough piece. So now the Office of Net Assessments is paying someone, Halper, who now we know spied on the Trump team and may have been deeply involved in setting up and framing Mike Flynn. And now we know he was a contractor on four Pentagon studies worth $1 million, an investigation found. Here's where it gets even crazier. If you really believe we're a constitutional republic still with accountability, you could throw that out the window now. So the DOD does an inspector general report, which exposed these contracting practices at paid Halper with your tax dollars. But they were the same kind of problems reported by analyst Adam Lovinger, a whistleblower. I thought we loved whistleblowers, Joe.
Yeah.
Well, when Adam Lovinger blew the whistle on these payments, the Office of Net Assessments later accused him of mishandling sensitive data, and he has been suspended without pay. How is that? I thought we love whistleblowers. No, we only love whistleblowers that make fake charges against the president, not actual whistleblowers who expose payments to a spy who may be implicated in the framing of Mike Flynn and the framing of the Trump team. Not those whistleblowers. We don't care about those whistleblowers are to be suspended and publicly exposed. Remember, nobody has any problem, by the way, naming Adam Lovinger that whistleblower. But God forbid the fake whistleblower against Trump. You mentioned his name. We'd have to blank it out on YouTube and do some post-production with Drew and Joe.
Oof.
God forbid you do that.
Yeah.
But the whistleblower who exposes payments to a spy, heavily implicated in Spygate, and possibly implicated in the framing of Mike Flynn. Those payments, no, name that whistleblower. Matter of fact, don't only name him, suspend him, because it's bullshit. You know, this is bull. Democrats are fraud. They're media frauds. They're all frauds. It's a joke. It's a damn joke, the whole thing. Should be embarrassed. You wake up in the morning, look in the mirror. Hey, I'm a proud Democrat. No, you're a moron. Okay, I'm sorry. This show demands accountability of Republicans and Democrats, and we've done it over and over. Our bona fides are based in our... You want to listen to our library of shows? Go back and you can pick thousands of quotes of us hammering spineless Republicans for not being principled. Where are you, Democrats? Now I am talking to you. The citizens out there. The Democrats who vote for this disastrous shell of a party. Where are you on this? I thought you loved whistleblowers. I thought you wanted to get to the bottom and make people accountable. And you were interested in true justice in the American way. You're not interested in any of that crap. You love this police state garbage. You're total frauds. You've done nothing to hold your party accountable. Outside of very few media people who are willing to call these people out. Matt Taibbi at the Rolling Stone, to a degree, T.A. Franks at the Washington Post and Vanity Fair. There have been maybe less than 4 or 5 liberal media folks, and that's what they are, who have been willing to tell you the truth about what happened in your name here. It's a damn disgrace. I'm embarrassed for you. Believe in democracy. You don't believe in squat. You're a police state supporter of spying, police state tyranny, and the weaponization of government and the deep state. Full stop. Cut the garbage, you posers. Spoke out against the Patriot Act when Bush passed it. You know why? Because I don't like the police state. I didn't care that Bush signed it. Where are you? You're nowhere because you're frauds. This doesn't even include, by the way, the whole August 10th targeting of Mike Flynn. Remember that story? Christopher Steele, a dossier appears on August 10th.
Yeah.
Mike Flynn's name appears to have been added later. Mike Flynn's involved in this plot with the Russians. Christopher Steele dossier, August 10th. Yeah, but crazy. The IG report says they waited 6 days to open up a case on him till August 16th. But they opened up on Carter Page, Papadopoulos, and Manafort on August 10th. Folks, what were they doing? It's fairly obvious at this point. They were always going to open a case on Mike Flynn on August 10th when they got this Steele dossier lying about Flynn again. They just can't stop lying about Flynn. But they wait 6 days to make it seem it's about the other guys instead. Oh, you want another one? How they all know each other? You need more little nuggets? So Mary McCord, former Department of Justice head of the National Security Division, who took over after John Carlin, one of the players in the Spygate plot that signed off on the FISA warrants that had the approval chain. He was at the top of it to spy on the Trump team. Remember him, Carlin, who used to be Bob Mueller's chief of staff? Yeah, that guy?
Yeah, that guy.
Yeah, that guy. Well, who took over for Carlin after he resigned? Bob Mueller's old chief of staff, who signed off on the whole spying on of the Trump team. Oh, Mary McCord. You're like, Mary McCord, who's that? Mary McCord's one of the lawyers now working for Adam Schiff to impeach the president. Well, what does she have to do with Mike Flynn? Mary McCord was one of the people at the January meeting at the White House, meeting with Don McGahn, President Trump's White House lawyer, to tell him that Mike Flynn had committed a crime he didn't commit. Yeah, that Mary McCord. Yes, the same Mary McCord working with Adam Schiff right now to impeach the president on the fake whistleblower charge. Who used to work with the Inspector General of the Intelligence Community, Michael Atkinson, in the Department of Justice National Security Division under John Carlin, Bob Mueller's chief of staff. Yes, the same office that signed off on the FISA warrants, the same IG who approved the fake whistleblower complaint, changed the paperwork, used to work with Mary McCord, who targeted Mike Flynn at the January meeting when she was running the National Security Division after she took over from Carlin and now works for Adam Schiff on the impeachment charge. Nothing to worry about, media people. Nothing. This is all a coincidence. Disgusting. I need to take like a mental break in the middle of the show here. Can I do another read here? Because I'm serious. I'm like going to explode.
Dude, you're just too pissed off to mess with today. I'm not using drops or anything here so far.
I appreciate it. I'm not in the mood. And I don't mean I'm not in the mood to do the show, folks.
No.
I owe you a good show, and I always promise you if I wasn't in the mood, I wouldn't do it. I mean, I'm not in the mood for Democrat and liberal BS anymore. I'm just tired of you. I'm tired of you. I'm sorry, but I'm tired of you. The Tea Party held our party accountable when we lost our way. Where the hell are you right now on this? You think you really, are you that dumb? You think this is all a coincidence? Foreign officials colluding with U.S. intelligence officials to target decorated American patriots? The same exact people showing up multiple times and a Spygate warrant and the targeting of Mike Flynn and Adam Schiff's impeachment trial. Are you really this stupid? All right. Our final sponsor. I got a lot more to get to. Please, Uncle Winnie. Now, as I said in the beginning of the show, we finally know why Nancy Pelosi was waiting, because she's a hack and she got burned. And now we know what the reason was, why she was waiting to forward the impeachment articles. I'll get to that in a second. Folks, 2020 is the perfect time to start thinking about 2040. What? It's 20 years away. No, it is. Folks, don't mess around with your financial security. With Robinhood, I love this company, by the way. I have their app. I love it, love it, love it. Can't say that enough. With Robinhood, you can invest in the markets and earn interest with a competitive APY on uninvested cash. How do you do it? They make it easy to get started and learn as you grow with an intuitive app experience. This app is so easy to use. And no commission fees on trades. And stock prices don't have to hold you back. You can buy a piece of a company you love for as low as $1 and build your portfolio a little bit at a time. Buy one share, buy a half a share, 3 1/4 shares. It's totally up to you, your budget, and your goal. Robinhood, Robinhood, Robinhood. I love this app. I've been addicted to it. Your first stock is on the house when you set up your account. Here's what you do. Go to Bongino, B-O-N-G-I-N-O, .robinhood.com. to learn more and claim your free stock today. The annual percentage yield, the APY, on uninvested cash is paid back by program banks and is variable. Robinhood Financial is not a bank. The free stock offer is subject to terms and conditions. All investments involve risk. Other fees may apply. Visit rbnhd.co/fees. Ladies and gentlemen, Robinhood. Don't mess around with your financial future. Robinhood, go to bongino.robinhood.com today and check it out. You will love it. This is a really, really great. The app is fantastic. It's so easy to use. Check it out. Secure your financial future. Bongino.robinhood.com today. Okay, moving on. I'm not even messing with you. Like, I really need to take a breather after that segment because I'm so pissed off at what's happening to this decorated American hero and these hapless loser Democrats who won't want to do a damn thing about it. Okay, so Nancy Pelosi delayed the articles of impeachment, sending them over to the Senate. Now we know why. She got destroyed politically. It's just a complete mess. So she's desperately trying to salvage her reputation. So this part's hysterical. So all of a sudden, Joe, track what's fine. I need everybody to pay attention. Yeah. And listen. give me a little signal if this doesn't make sense. So Pelosi, here's the thing about Nancy Pelosi.
Yeah.
She, anybody who knows her can vouch for this, by the way. She is a massive egomaniac. Nancy Pelosi wants to be remembered by the history books as this brilliant political strategist. And listen, on some occasions, Pelosi has managed to she got Obamacare passed despite massive blunders. Having said that, Nancy, you understand that she wants this reputation to be, cool. On Mount Rushmore.
Yeah.
Folks, it's generally not true. Sometimes she makes the right move, but she blunders a lot. Remember, you got to pass the bill until you know what's in it. That was Pelosi.
Right.
She can't get out of her own way lately. And Trump has just completely wrecked her. Ladies and gentlemen, she knows it. She has gotten destroyed by Donald Trump politically at almost every turn. Immigration, government shutdowns, none of this is working for her, right? So she delayed sending the articles of impeachment over, and I was wondering why. I brought this up. I'm like, why is she doing this? She's getting destroyed. Even CNN and other outlets are like, listen, you got to deliver the articles. You look like a moron. Just send the articles over to Senate. You have no leverage here. McConnell destroyed her. Everybody destroyed her. Why? Now we know. Because they were losing the initiative on the impeachment hoax because there's nothing there. There was no quid pro quo with Ukraine. They have no evidence of that at all. They have counter evidence that it didn't happen based on their own witnesses.
Yeah.
But they waited because they were waiting for some new evidence to surface.
Oh.
And magically yesterday it did. They were getting desperate. So a lawyer for this guy named Lev Parnas gives this material apparently over to the House Intel Committee. And we see this, Joe, evidence surface.
Yeah.
This is not a joke. Now, please, folks, I try not to do this often. I'll describe what it is, but go to youtube.com/Bongino or my Twitter feed if you'd like to see the actual note. This is a note the lawyer turns over for this guy, Lev Parnas, who apparently the Democrats want you to believe is like this big smoking gun Ukraine whistleblower figure who knows all about the quid pro quo. Keep in mind, Trump hasn't dealt with this guy at all, but he's the Democrats' new ace in the hole. So Pelosi was apparently waiting. Now we know why, because she needed this stuff to come out. But is this stuff really evidence? Put up screenshot one. This is not a joke. This is from the lawyer of Lev Parnas. This is apparently a note Lev Parnas wrote.
What?
Here it is. I'm going to read it to you. It's in handwriting that's barely legible. Put together package. 1, 2, go to DC with package.
All right.
It's not a joke. Three, wait, get a little three. Do my magic and cut deal. Then he goes into Victoria, Jersey. This is it. This is their evidence. This is what Pelosi was waiting for. Keep in mind, put it in perspective. This is, keep this up for a second. This is supposed to be the guy who's the smoking gun interlocutor who is working with Giuliani and the Ukrainian president to set up this deal and do his magic and
put together package. Sounds like he's getting dressed.
Wait, there's more. Go to handwritten note number two. This is their smoking gun they were waiting for. This is what they're waiting for. They think this is it. We got him now.
Dude.
Here it is. Here's smoking gun handwritten evidence number two submitted from the lawyer. Here we go. I can't even read. Get deal done. 1 to 3 months. Asterisk number two. Cut deal or get dismissed. Get all info from case Slochesky. In the end, he has another asterisk. He can't even spell Ukraine right. Ukraine ledger. We talking about the black ledger. It's been debunked. Oh, these are folks. If you're not watching on YouTube, these are handwritten notes. They're barely legible. All of a sudden, what? From what? From the Ritz-Carlton. Yes.
Yeah.
So, Joe, I didn't tell you this before the show.
No.
But me and Paula found some evidence too that surfaced.
Oh. Another
package?
You're curious.
Contain. Don't laugh. This is serious.
Okay.
Paula and I found handwritten note evidence too, contraindicating a lot of these claims in these newly surfaced handwritten notes that are so devastating. Cut deal.
What are you going to do, man? What are you going to do with it?
Yeah.
What?
Listen. What? Uh-huh. You need to evaluate the evidence in context, right, Joe? So you saw Parnas' evidence. Here's the evidence Paula and I found last night that is absolutely damning for Adam Schiff, and they should dismiss the impeachment hoax right now. Paula, if you just kindly show. There it is. We found a note last night in my office. It's from a really nice hotel. It's even labeled at the top. Really nice hotel. And the evidence says it's a handwritten note, Joe. This is damning.
Dan.
Audience, get ready for it on the audio. Here's what it says from really nice hotel. Adam Schiff is a meanie and he lies a lot.
Dude.
That's even spelled wrong. That's crazy. Hey, Joe, and it's even marked asterisk evidence.
This is serious, Daniel.
Throw the case out.
Throw it out, folks.
Evidence has surfaced. Joe, as an independent arbiter of the truth on this show. And as the audience ombudsman, which people in emails always spell wrong, by the way, it's ombudsman. As the audience ombudsman, is this not a clear case that the case should be thrown out based on handwritten note evidence from really nice hotels?
Well, I'm here. And Dan, this is serious business. This stuff is, you got to do something with this before we get into some trouble.
Right?
Yeah.
Joe, you're in Maryland. I'll tell you what we're going to, wait, hold on. Come back to me here.
I'm in Maryland.
I have the note. I found it. That's the actual note for those of you watching on YouTube.
Put it away.
Nice hotel note.
Put it away.
Here's what I'm doing, pal.
Put it somewhere.
I'm mailing this up. Joe's closer to DC than me.
Oh,
can you do me a favor? Yeah. Can you hand deliver this to Schiff's office? I am mailing this up to Armacost today. The really nice hotel evidence that just surfaced.
I can do it.
Thank you.
I got you covered, brother.
We'll start an Instagram account at Joe Hoswan, and we'll put Joe's picture up. They'll hand delivering the handwritten really nice hotel
if
evidence
I live
to
do
Adam
it.
Schiff's office. Yeah. Now, folks, I know exactly. Sheesh. You may get suicided before you even make your way up there. Wow. Having said that, I know, right? With this case, it's so ridiculous with this case. I'm kidding. He's not going to get suicided. Relax.
Ow.
Folks, on a very serious note, this is it. This is what you have. This was your smoking gun. A guy who's obviously looking to cut a deal. His lawyer submits a handwritten. Folks, I have no idea if it's authentic or not. I haven't done a handwriting analysis. I haven't seen anything. That's what you've got? A guy who wrote a note to himself reminding himself to cut a deal? And to work his magic? We're impeaching the president over this stuff? This is the best you've got. That's not a joke. That really was submitted as smoking gun evidence.
Yeah.
Of course, it is a joke, but it's not an actual joke. It's a joke because that's what they thought was evidence.
Yeah.
All right. All right, got to move on. Final story. I'm not even going to get to this other. It's so much stuff today, too. You're probably wondering why I'm not covering the Democrat debate last night. Because there was nothing to cover, ladies and gentlemen. It was so boring. There was nothing there. They don't like the USMCA. Bernie Sanders thinks we shouldn't have been in Iraq. Joe Biden thinks we should, but shouldn't have. It was just so dumb. I don't have any good. I only had one soundbite. Maybe we'll get to it tomorrow. But I do want to cover quickly the story at the Washington Examiner by Eddie Scarry. Again, yesterday, the whole Burisma hack thing. Hack. Be very careful. Implement the advanced Bongino rule. Not 24 to 72 hours. Give this story a month before it's probably debunked. I told you why they're doing it yesterday. The Democrats want a story out there that the Russians are interfering in the next election. They're going to make it up, of course, which not that the Russians always interfere. There's nothing new. What they're going to make up is they want to blame it on Trump. So they need a connection. So conveniently, look who surfaces in this Washington Examiner article. We have this company called Area One. Eddie Scarry writes, founder of Area One, the firm that alleges the Russians hacked Burisma, the company Hunter Biden worked for, is working with the 2020 Democrats. Crazy. Again, Democrats, I know none of this is going to strike you as even remotely odd because you're that lost right now, but you don't find it a little odd that nobody else has made this public. Burisma, none of our intel communities have reported this. No one. But a firm working exclusively for Democrats, Area One, releases yesterday that they found this evidence that the Russians are hacking Burisma. Why are they doing that? Of course, because when negative information surfaces on Hunter Biden later, no matter where it came from, exposing the Bidens as corrupt, what's going to happen? They're going to say, the Russians did it, and they worked with Donald Trump. Folks, you may be saying, that sounds like the same script from last time. It is the same script from last time.
Yeah.
Here's a photo quick from, I want to show you something very interesting. This is a screenshot from the Washington Examiner piece. Eddie Scarry says, nowhere in the New York Times story or the Washington Post is it mentioned that the guy who runs Area 51, Falkowitz, is providing services to Democrats running for president at no charge. He told Eddie on the phone that he's charging candidates $1,337 per year, but campaign donation records show he donated the exact same amount to the presidential campaigns of Elizabeth Warren and Cory Booker. Conveniently, Joe, Falkowitz also gave money to Democrat Rep. Joe Kennedy and Republicans Will Hurd and John Kasich, though both Kasich and Hurd have been Trump critics.
Hmm.
So we're not supposed to be skeptical about no intel communities reporting this. It's coming from a private company where the donor apparently loves Democrats. And then we see this beauty of a tweet, hat tip Jordan Schachtel, a conservative review who found this. So here's the owner of the company that says the Russians are hacking Burisma. In July, keep this in mind, his name is Orrin Falkowitz, folks. Here's a tweet, July 2017. What does he tweet? He tweets, D. Alperovich, are you in Aspen this week? Okay, who is D. Alperovich? Oh, Dmitry Alperovich, who apparently this guy knows, who is the CEO of what company again, Joe? Yes, CrowdStrike, the company that claims that the Russians hacked the DNC. Again, not backed up by the FBI, who never looked at the server, just we took their word for it. So just to be clear, we're relitigating Russian collusion scandal part two, Collusions, the sequel to Alien, Collusions. Remember Aliens, right? So we got that. We got the sequel. based on the exact same plot line. Russians have infiltrated the DNC. CrowdStrike said it. Russians have infiltrated the company Hunter Biden works for. Area One said it. Now we find out the Area One guy knows Alperovitch. And in July of 2017, they were in Aspen. You know what's crazy? Some of you, listen, if you're picking up on this now, you are seriously a Dan Bongino listener. If you're getting what I'm putting down right now, because I'm telling you, Paul and Joe don't even get what I'm putting down right now. Right. You are seriously a 0.00001%. You're like, why is Dan highlighting July of 2017, Aspen, Colorado, obviously.
All right.
CrowdStrike and another firm that's saying there was a hack that they're going to try to implicate Trump on. What happened in July of 2018 that John Solomon exposed in The Hill? That's right. Adam Schiff, the same guy working with Mary McCord, the former NSD head who targeted Mike Flynn trying to impeach the president, got busted in Aspen a year later in 2018, meeting with who? Glenn Simpson from Fusion GPS. Yes, the company that produced the fake dossier against Donald Trump at the same security conference every year. That's crazy how every year in Aspen, right around this time, all these people who don't like Trump involved in Spygate, CrowdStrikeGate, DNC HackerGate, Burisma HackingGate, they all seem to meet every year in the same place. Isn't that crazy?
Didn't see that coming.
Wow. Neither did I.
Hmm.
It's just nuts how that Aspen's got just a hot spot for people who really hate Trump. Nothing to see here either, folks. Not worth investigating at all how all these people seem to wind up at this computer security conference tweeting each other, and they're all involved in the attacks on Donald Trump, his credibility, and fake collusion hoax. There's nothing to see there, folks. All right, I want to leave you just quickly with a fantastic video from who happens to be my congressman, Brian Mast. He's a Republican from Florida 18. Brian and I have agree on a lot. We disagree on a lot too. I'm going to be candid with you. Brian and I are friends. My politics are my politics. I try to keep my personal life out of it. Unless you attack me personally, then it's game on. But Brian Mast has earned the right to speak on the congressional floor. For those of you unfamiliar with Congressman Brian Mast, he lost both of his legs in defusing an explosive device in a war zone and deserves a voice for that. I mean, he is an outspoken critic of all of the people who've been attacking the president over the killing of Soleimani. So Brian Mast was given some floor time yesterday, and he was given his floor time to address some people. And when he did it, this is a powerful moment. I promise you're not going to want to miss this. When he did it, he asks them, so you don't think the killing of Iranian terrorists and head of the Quds force in Iran, Soleimani, who's got the blood of 600 Americans on their hands, was worth doing? Because why? You don't like the president? So he asked him a very simple question. Well, of all the people that died, which one of the Americans that died at Soleimani's hands or his planning, which one of them wasn't worth the killing of Soleimani? There's going to be noticeable silence in this clip. It's for a reason. Check this out.
Now I want a question to ask a question. Some people might call this rhetorical, but I'm not going to ask it as rhetorical. There's a number of my colleagues still remaining here. I'm more than willing to yield to any of my colleagues that want to answer this question. If you walk out this hallway and you take a right and another right and another right, you're going to come to several beautiful walls that have the names of our fallen service members from the War on Terror. And I would ask, can any of you provide me one name on that wall that doesn't justify killing Soleimani? I got 2 minutes and 30 seconds. I'll be more than happy to sit here and wait. Somebody provide me with a name on that wall that does not justify his killing.
Well, the gentleman may continue.
I'm continuing, Mr. Chairman. I got 2 minutes remaining. I will sit here and wait for somebody to provide me with a name on that wall that does not justify the killing of Soleimani.
Anybody?
Thank you, Mr. Mast. I think you've made your point. Mr. Phillips.
Mr. Chairman, I have not yielded back my time, and I still have a minute and 45 seconds.
You're disrupting the procedures.
I will not yield back my time.
Good for you, Congressman Brian Mast. Dead silence in that room. Speak up. Speak up, folks. You have the guts to tell Brian who on the wall, which one of the dead Americans wasn't worth defending by taking this guy? Which one? Anybody? Ladies and gentlemen, you can watch that full clip. I tweeted it out on my Twitter account. Just so we're candid with you, we had to cut out some of the silence because on radio it would, you know, it trips off certain things if you go dead air. That silence goes on for a long time. It is worth your time. Nothing else to add on that one, folks. That's a really emotional clip. I'm just going to let that one stay as it is. I'll see you all tomorrow.
You just heard the Dan Bongino Show. You can also get Dan's podcasts on iTunes or SoundCloud and follow Dan on Twitter 24/7 at DBongino.